This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gappak. All arrangements have been put in place for counting of votes for Lok Sabha polls tomorrow. The counting for assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Orissa and by-elections to assembly constituencies will also be held on the same day. The counting will begin from 8 a.m. General elections are held from 19th of April to the 1st of June 2024 in 7 phases. Election Commission has said that the counting trends and results will be available on the ECI website at results.eci.gov.in as well as on the Voter Helpline app. The Voter Helpline app can be downloaded from the Google Play Store or Apple Play Store. The Commission has also issued a handbook for returning officers and counting agents which are available on its website. The Commission added that the comprehensive instructions for counting arrangements, procedure of counting of votes and storage of EVMs and VVPATs are already available on its website. In Uttar Pradesh, elaborate arrangements have been made for counting of votes for 80 Lok Sabha seats. Talking to Akashvani News, State Chief Electoral Officer CEO Navdeep Prinwa said that the counting of votes will take place at 81 counting centres in 75 districts of the state. The CEO said that to monitor the counting process, the Election Commission of India has deployed 179 central observers. In Maharashtra, all arrangements have been put in place for counting to be held tomorrow. There are 48 Lok Sabha seats in Maharashtra and 14,507 officials have been deployed for the counting process tomorrow. A total of 4,309 counting tables have been arranged in 289 halls. According to the Chief Electoral Officer in Maharashtra S. Chokalingam, various measures have been taken to make the entire process smooth, secure and transparent. Stringent police arrangements have been made to prevent any untoward incident. In Odisha, all preparations have been completed for counting of votes of all the 21 Lok Sabha and 147 assembly constituencies tomorrow. The Election Commission has ensured meticulous and secure procedures across the 168 counting centres in the state. A robust three-tier security apparatus envelops the 69 strong rooms housing the EVMs and VVPAT devices. These strong rooms, fortified with stringent measures, are closely monitored through CCTV surveillance, complemented by the presence of 25 companies of Central Armed Police Forces and continuous police patrolling. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that India has created a world record with 64.2 crore voters participating in the Lok Sabha polls. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Kumar said that this number is 1.5 times of the voters of all G7 countries, US, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Japan and Canada. He said in this Lok Sabha polls, 31.2 crore women voters casted their votes, which is also the highest ever in the world. Highlighting the details related to robust counting process, the Chief Election Commissioner said three-layer security of Central Armed Police Forces has been put in place at the counting centres. He said round-the-clock CCTV coverage will be done at the counting centres along with micro-observers on each counting table. Replying to a question on conducting assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir, Kumar said the commission will soon start the poll process in J&K. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the world of the 21st century is looking towards Bharat with many hopes. He said Bharat's governance model has become an example for many countries around the world. Sharing his thoughts with people of the country through a letter, Modi said that the innovative practices such as pro-people, good governance, aspirational districts and aspirational blocks are being discussed globally today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.